and state media concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast.
It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on.
Hello, and welcome to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Stacey.
And I'm your co-host, Sarah.
And today, our first story, I both love, and but I'm saddened that in that it might never happen again. Mm. So, Verizon Airlines. No, Virgin Airlines and Alaska Airlines have joined in some business way that I don't understand to the point that Virgin Airlines essentially doesn't exist anymore.
Okay.
And to not celebrate, but because of the fact that it was going to be one of the last flights, a Virgin Airlines flight attendant decided to make the whole here's how to do your seatbelt, put on your face mask if you need to exit the plane in an emergency sort of thing.
Right, the safety instructions.
In a dance.
Mm. Because there's so little room to dance. That would be very specific, tiny choreography.
Right? I mean, bravo just for A, working it in the space. But B, evidently the Virgin Airlines safety instructions were already themselves in a song.
Oh.
And so he danced to that song. This video is actually quite amazing. Someone ended up filming it because,
of course,
as
I'm
you
sure
would.
Many, many people ended up filming it. But
well, clearly that person had not yet turned his cell phone off. So this is a flight attendant, Mikey Tongo Burry, who just immediately sounds amazing. He's a flight attendant, but he also does ice skating, but he also does rhythmic gymnastics. And I'm like, My flight attendants never seemed that awesome. What the heck?
Yeah, I never, you know, you always see those videos with the person who does the comedy routine or the song, right, or the it rhymes. I've never gotten one of those.
I never flew Virgin Airlines, so I didn't even know they had a song.
Yeah, I didn't either.
So if this had been my first and possibly last, because Virgin Airlines no longer exists, Virgin flight, I would have thought I had like somehow magically appeared in like a musical or an episode of Glee, because he's also lip syncing along to the song, as I suppose you would be if you were a flight attendant and have to do that song however many times on a flight. But this, of course, went viral just because A, I think people are sad, people who flew Virgin Airlines, that Virgin was ending, dying, being merged, however you want to call that. But B, also, that is just wonderful. Let's make your job fun for what can at times probably not be a fun job.
Right. Yeah.
I knew a friend of a friend who was a flight attendant, and he liked it because you got to travel places, but he also didn't like it because the scheduling was sort of all over and people can be absolute jerks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Very, very jerky, entitled. This guy is amazing. I'm watching it without the sound, and he is working it.
Well, and so here's the thing. He is all sorts of amazing for numerous reasons, but beyond the flight attendant, ice skater, rhythmic gymnastics thing,
right,
there is another video, because I went onto his Twitter just because I had to after this video. I was like, who are you, and why have I never heard of this awesome person before? I'm not sure what he's referring to, but he had evidently, about a year ago, been tagged in a different video. So on his Twitter, he posted a video where, because he and some, I guess their other flight attendants, had a four-hour delay, and as flight attendants, they evidently have the run of the plane during that delay, decided, you know what we need to do? We need to film our own version of Britney Spears' Toxic.
Which
and
is
they
a,
did.
On a plane, right?
It is.
It's been a while since I've seen that video.
That is why it's very fitting.
Right.
And he is also putting his rhythmic gymnastics skills to use. At one point, he is doing the splits using the overhead compartments. I'm just like,
wow.
A, I'm already super jealous because the Virgin Airlines plane has like purple lighting and purple is my favorite color. But B, again, none of my flight attendants, who have all been pretty decent, and I'm the type of person who like immediately upon getting on the plane reads the safety card that's in the pocket in front of me, and then, you know, will absolutely watch my nearest flight attendant as they go through the motions explaining how to put on your seatbelt and your life vest and your air mask and whatever.
Right.
Even though, you know, I've flown a number of times and I usually fly Southwest, so it's always the same on that one. I'm like, I know this, but I need to watch it again just in case. Just in case something happens. Why have I never had a dancing, singing version of this?
I know. You know, I just went on to Mikey's Twitter just to see, and he posted a picture of himself day one wearing Alaska blue. He looked very handsome, Mikey.
Right, and the plane's still purple, so I'm like torn. I'm like, so do you not still have the music video song, safety song? And who came up with that idea? Like, I get that Virgin started as like a record company, so that makes perfect sense. But on the other hand, like, I will put this on our Twitter feed because it's so amazing. They did a full music video for the safety song.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and they're singing and dancing about, you know, putting your cell phones away and, you know, how to blow up your air vest if it doesn't inflate when you pull the cord. And I'm just like,
I would actually pay attention then, because I'm kind of the opposite of you. I mean, I don't completely tune out, but I don't pay exact perfect attention when they go through the safety instructions, because I've heard them a million times, you know. Make sure you take care of your own mask before you help other people. Yeah. Your seat cushion can also act as a safety device or a flotation device, which hopefully I've heard that enough times that it will remember. Just be instinctive. But I think if the plane is going down in the ocean, the last thing I'm going to hopefully I'll think of it. But like, I'm going to be so freaked out. Oh, wait.
Yeah. But see, I actually think because there's someone you can see in the video that the person posted of him dancing along to the song, where clearly, I'm not sure if it's their first flight on Virgin or just he's never done this before. You can see them sort of looking around like, what is this happening?
Right.
That would be me. I would not actually notice or remember any of the safety information because I'm just like, am I really in a musical? Has my life really become a musical where people just randomly burst into song? And how did this happen? And how, like, when is my number coming up? Because I should have one if it's my life in a musical. I would totally forget, like, oh, wait, I'm supposed to, what do I do with the mask and the emergency exit and the, you know, the slidey thing? What? Where are the emergency exits? But there is, right? When you exit, again, I've never had to emergency exit a plane, but the exit over the wings and then there's a inflatable slide or something.
How do you even sometimes, yeah, it depends on the plane, I think.
I guess maybe.
How do you even get yourself up to do splits in the overhead compartments? I mean, seriously, dude, that's amazing.
Yeah, I just he seems all sorts of fun and talented, and you saw a lot of responses on the Twitter of A, this is great, and also B, a lot of people wanting to use the video, and C, a number of like, this is, you know, such and such a dance whatever company, how can we contact this person to give him a job? I'm like, yes, please do.
Yes.
Clearly that man like needs to be on a show somewhere.
Yeah, make this man.
Unless he really, really likes being a flight attendant, in which case don't take him away or make that a reality show. I'm not sure. Do something with that man,
you know,
because he's too entertaining.
Don't force him to do something he doesn't want to, but let's get this man somewhere where more people can see him.
He is way too entertaining to be like, what would you like to drink and here's some free peanuts? Like, I don't know. Unjustly upset about this or something. I was like, this man deserves more. He seems wonderful. Why does he not have, and I think he's trying to get an agent now because this became such a viral thing, but I was just like, yes. And also good for you to enjoy your job that much, because I don't want to be a flight attendant, because even though you get to travel, it's like, but you're several hours in this small little thing on your feet. Like, I at least get to sit back and possibly go to sleep. You have to.
Right. And you have to deal with people who are grumpy and, you know.
Turbulence.
There's turbulence. And then there might be, like, somebody who's, I don't even know, violent or.
Right.
Like, just
and flying the red eyes. And
so
just like,
many possibilities that I don't want to explore.
Yeah. So many things that can make that seem like not that glamorous job. And clearly he seems to enjoy it and makes it as bright and fun and episode of Glee as
if
possible.
He's as happy as he seems on his Twitter account, then he seems to make everything fun.
Right, he does. Yeah, going through his Twitter, I was just like, dude, how have I never heard of you before? And again, why don't you have a show? Or yes. Why weren't you on Glee when Glee was on?
And why do you only have 994 followers? Go follow this man.
We are clearly very upset on behalf of Mikey Tongaburi, who seems perfectly fine with his own life. So what we are saying is go right. And be much better to this person.
Yes.
Yes. So we're going to take a short break. Stay tuned.
Always on the go, but the day just won't be one without your Hollywood fix. Let Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast take care of that. An all-inclusive look of pop culture.
Welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. So you and I also host the movies podcast.
Yes, ma'am.
Although you sometimes haven't seen them, but
most of the time it's a thing, people. Just go with it.
It makes for me trying to explain things and then doing actually, it in an even
out
more
really well because
way.
You know, you got to explain it to the people who haven't seen it, and
that's
then you
true.
Explain it to me and I'm like, okay, but I have questions.
Yes, yeah, so you can judge by listening to us whether or not this sounds like something you actually want to see at all, because what? But so anyways, part of doing the movie podcast means I have to go watch a bunch of movies, and a number of them are in the theaters, you know, because mm-hmm. they're the new ones, and that can be very expensive, which is why I was so happy when I found the Movie Pass, which is this thing you pay for.
Yes, you were talking about this briefly, but I didn't get all the details.
So Movie Pass is a complicated thing that I won't try to explain, but it always seems sort of too good to be true, because even though I don't really understand business, this doesn't sound like a very financially stable business plan. It sounds like a lose money business plan.
Mm-hmm.
And evidently kind of does, because on Thursday, July 26th, MoviePass users who tried to go to the movies found that they couldn't. Mm. And MoviePass at the time said it was, you know, we're having a technical problem, we'll get this fixed. Well, it turned out it was actually a financial problem, and they ran out of money and had to have a very last-minute bailout that had very interesting terms. Like, okay, here's, you know, $5 or $6 million on July 20-something that you have to pay half of back by, like, August 1st or 2nd. I was like,
those are never good deals.
If I need, you know, $5-something, $6 million right now, you want me to pay it back in a... Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But because of this, and it turned out then, like, over that whole weekend, evidently people who tried especially to see Mission Impossible Fallout could not, people were very upset about this and had no problem saying so, particularly on social media.
Of course.
As you do when
you're upset.
Where the
world goes to complain, yes.
Absolutely. So MoviePass's stock price basically fell almost to zero. It fell 99.9%. I don't even know what that would mean. Like, even if you had a stock price of $1 billion, that's still like almost nothing, right? 99.9% gone.
I would imagine, yeah.
But people really complain a lot on Twitter about this, to the point that, you know, MoviePass was definitely trending, but not positively at all. And I think part of what makes complaining about MoviePass, and this is becoming a sort of thing in the 21st century, is it's not, I mean, I'm sure it probably does have a headquarters somewhere, but it's not a physical thing. You're going to a movie theater, but then if your app's not working, it's like, who do you complain to about that? To the point that I actually was talking to one of the people who works at my local movie theater,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know what their Yelp review was before this happened, but when it happened, so many people went on and gave them a 1-star Yelp review.
Ooh.
And I'm just like, but that's
they
not...
did. They gave the theater?
They did.
Oh, geez.
I'm just like, but
come on,
do you
people,
not...
that's not the theater's fault.
Do you not understand how MoviePass works? Because it's not the theater. And to the point that actually MoviePass has a very... It's only a few years old. It's only, I think, since 2011 or 12, but it's already had a very complicated history. When it first started, it was like, I think, $50 a month, and then changed prices a number of times. It had a sort of well-known amongst regular moviegoers feud with AMC theaters, which I did not know is evidently the most like popular or largest theater chain in America, which I didn't know because I don't know where the local AMC theater is at all. I'm not sure we even have one near here. Someone gave me a gift card once, and I was like, I don't know that I can use this gift card.
Yeah, now that I think about it, I
don't know where one is.
I've been to AMC theaters, but now that I think about it, I don't think there's one around me either. Yeah.
Yeah. But MoviePass is not actually, as far as I know, associated with any movie theaters or theater chains. I think it's a bit like Fandango in that it's not, you know, AMC or Cinemark don't own Fandango.
Right, or Universal or any of those.
That's a whole separate company. So if you know your Fandango ticket's not working at your local theater, well, that's not the theater's fault. And I was just like, I feel really sorry because I've been in that situation for people where something has happened that's not your fault, but you're the person who has to essentially say, hey, we can't help you. And it's just like, you're the person in front of me, so I'm upset at you. I'm just like,
exactly.
But really, people, like, again, I like the idea of it, even if I'm like financially, even though I don't understand finances, me paying, you know.
Yeah, $15 a month just doesn't seem.
Well, if $15 is the new price that they're going up to because they're trying a bunch of new
things. It was $9.95. At one point, it was $50 a month. But
it was.
Yeah.
And then it went to $20 and they started changing, you know, how many tickets a month. So when I signed up, it was $10 a month for you could see a movie a day, was the plan I think a lot of people signed up for.
Dang.
Because that's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know how that's viable at all.
Again, because it's like $10 a month. That is not even, that's only like one matinee ticket at most of my local theaters. If I go after like 1 p.m. anywhere, I've already like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't have to see a movie for the rest of the month and this is paid for itself. How is this to run as a company?
Right. I don't, yeah.
So, yeah. Lots of people talking a lot about it. A lot of people I know canceled MoviePass once this whole thing happens because it sort of seems like maybe this is the beginning of the end. I haven't canceled yet just because I'm like, well, while you're still willing to pay a ridiculous amount of money for me to go to the movies for nothing almost, I'm gonna keep using that.
Absolutely.
But I'm just like, people, really, like, I get why you would be upset, but is this really that big a deal? Because like when I went, I did try and go on that Thursday, and I think maybe I was actually trying to see Mission Impossible on that Thursday, and it was just like, oh, the app's not working. Well, I guess I have to buy it myself, and went on with my life.
Right.
You know,
well,
it wasn't like, you stupid theater box office person, how dare you? It's like,
right,
what does that have to do with
that person behind the glass who's probably making minimum wage or less? You don't need to yell at them.
Right, exactly.
Don't yell at
you person who has nothing to do with my phone app, how dare you make my phone app not work? It's like, what? I'm sure that person probably at least has a basic understanding of what MoviePass is, because it lately has felt, when I've been going to the theaters, that most people have one now, even though it only has, I think, something like 3 million subscribers. And I say only, like, I have 3 million, you know, just whatever. But, you know, out of however hundred of millions of people we have in this country, that's not actually a lot, but it's just like, on the one hand a lot, but not on the other hand a lot. But it's just like, I'm sure they know what it is because they've probably seen it a lot, but it's not like, you know, they're the IT help person for MoviePass. That is not what your local movie theater employee does.
No.
Just FYI.
No.
So it's just like, yeah, that's just, I get you're upset, and fine, go, I guess you can't go Yelp review MoviePass itself because it's not a physical.
But can't you can rate the app.
You can rate the app.
So, you know, go do that, people.
Or go, like, I don't know if they thought it was this theater itself is not taking my MoviePass, because the app did say MoviePass is currently experiencing technical difficulties, not MoviePass is currently experiencing technical difficulties at this specific theater.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the app itself. I was like, I just, irrationality sometimes. I'm just like, but really? And also blame the wrong person and really shoot the messenger?
Yeah.
Don't do that. Minimum wage people don't deserve that. Because minimum wage.
Yeah.
Been there. Sucks. But yeah, so unclear what the future of MoviePass is, if there is a future. They did get the bailout. They did pay it back. They're doing a whole bunch of things that I don't understand to try and not keep losing money.
Yeah, I was just skimming an article, and it's very complicated.
their plan when they first started was that the theaters would essentially give them some of the money back that they're receiving from all these people going to the movies, because most theaters make their money in concessions, not ticket sales.
Right.
So give back some of the ticket sales so MoviePass can actually function. And hey, those people are still going to the movies and likely buying concessions, I think was the thought process.
But how is this the movie theater's problem?
Right. They didn't set that up before it happened. So the movie theater's like, hey, you were already willing to pay and we didn't agree. So keep paying. We don't care. And yeah, so not sure if there's a future. My movie going might be more difficult soon. I hope not.
Me too.
I will ride it out until it gets either too annoying and or just actually dies.
But she will not yell at movie theater employees nor give them bad Yelp reviews for that particular reason.
I will just yell at my phone. Darn! Yes. Darn technology!
I can't guarantee she won't give bad Yelp reviews if there's a legitimate reason, but not for this.
Right, exactly. So we're going to take another short break. Stay tuned.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be, visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast, continuing our trend of companies people aren't pleased with. Sure, I'll go with that's our trend.
Sure, okay. That doesn't work at all. I mean, it's only a trend from the last segment.
It is.
The first segment was awesomeness.
Yeah, the first segment, well, I mean, people are upset at Alaska Airlines for buying Virgin Airlines.
I suppose, but...
And maybe not continuing the awesome... My Life is a Glee episode of singing safety song.
Yeah.
So yeah, continuing that trend.
Okay,
let's go with that
one.
Okay, yep. So a pregnant woman went to a McDonald's and ordered a latte and instead received a cup with cleaning solution in it and then took to the internet to complain, as you do.
Did she... Okay, I have so many questions.
Yes.
Did she take a drink of it?
I'm not...
Or did she smell it? I mean...
Well, okay, see, and that's my... thought, and what a lot of people on the internet thought was, is it's cleaning solution and you put it in a latte through a latte machine, so it probably came out hot. Did you not like smell that it wasn't a
right
latte?
Especially yeah, if it's steamed, that smell's gonna intensify.
Although I'm a little confused, because this was evidently that, you know, the machine had been cleaned that morning or something, which thank you
for good
following that procedure, but that the milk supply line was still hooked up to the cleaning solution somehow as the latte was made. So maybe that was only one of the ingredients in the latte, and so it was like cleaning solution but also coffee, and so we can't quite smell, and she didn't really notice until she actually went to take a taste, and then it was like, that is not a latte.
You know, this is bad enough, but of course it has to be a pregnant woman.
Of
and
course.
Then, you know, you got to worry about the, oh, well, let's give your unborn child some cleaning solution. That'll be great.
Well, and I've never had a kid, so I don't just randomly go reading what to expect when you're expecting or whatever. But aren't pregnant women not supposed to have coffee first and foremost?
There's various reasonings on that. You can have, some doctors say you can have one cup a day.
Okay.
Maybe it was decaf.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
she
don't
was
know.
Obviously upset. She, you know, said there should really be more than a slap on the wrist about this. To which, on the one hand, yeah, I get, because this was like the possibly most extreme, oh man, that shouldn't have happened case to a pregnant woman for a latte. I was like, you really couldn't have picked like a worse customer that morning to mess up with. But on the other hand, I have worked in not a McDonald's, but a somewhat fast casual restaurant where we had, amongst other things, a like soft serve ice cream machine that we used to make milkshakes with. And at one point, that was my job on every, I can't remember what morning when I came in to clean that machine. We didn't have a cleaning line hooked up to it, which would have made my job so much easier because that took like an hour or so. Like I arrived like an hour and a half early before the restaurant was supposed to open and still might not be done when like we were technically open because that was a big long process that, you know, I wanted to make sure it was done well for health code reasons.
Thank you.
But I'm just like, I can understand where this, you know, would be a very simple mistake.
Accidents can happen and, you know, you want...
Like, I'm not quite sure why there's a cleaning solution line to the latte machine. Though, again, would have made my job much simpler if it was like, okay, take out the parts and now press the clean button.
Right.
Why don't all machines have
that? You
know, this
seems to be like maybe more of a training issue or... I mean, there's lots of things that could be going on here.
And it does seem like just one step wasn't followed. And unfortunately, that step is potentially hazardous, especially to women carrying children.
And I completely understand... her side of it also of, you know, freaking out over the health of her unborn child and her own health if she did actually take a drink, and we don't know what happened.
Right. Did she drink half of it before it was out?
Yeah. But I don't know. I mean,
like, I get why she's upset, but I don't know. It doesn't seem like, you know, a systematic problem that McDonald's restaurants constantly have.
Right.
And if McDonald's is willing to, you know, be like, yes, we are totally willing to pay for all this woman's doctor treatments, whatever, up through having the baby to make sure nothing's wrong.
Oh, are they?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, like, I assume if there was multi-billion dollar company McDonald's would be fine with such a thing.
Hopefully there's something in place.
I don't think that
say,
can really
here's
like,
a free latte. Sorry for your luck.
Or here's a latte for life. Like something actually to make sure, hey, there was no permanent damage here. I don't know that this is something that you'd be like, we need a law passed about this or something. I was like, to make sure that cleaning lines are properly disconnected, not that there aren't really strange and or over-the-top laws in this country, because there are.
Right.
There are some of them are fun to look up if you ever just want to, you know, waste time on the internet, because who would ever do such a thing?
Oh, no.
But I'm just like, I get why you're upset. I mean, especially I get why you're upset, because I, again, have never been pregnant, but would probably be one of those completely neurotic, freak out over everything first-time mothers of like, everything's going to kill my baby or give it brain damage. No, women have been giving birth pretty well for, you know, centuries. Mostly works out pretty okay.
Yeah, and you know, like you said, it doesn't probably need some crazy law passed, but I do hope that there's maybe
just
some updated
training. Yeah.
Yep, to make sure everyone is on board, and maybe some, if they don't have them in place, some follow-up procedures to make sure that there's a double checking that so this doesn't happen again.
Yeah, so, you know, rational... moderate steps to be taken that I assume, again, multi-billion dollar McDonald's probably will do, because it would just be, we would definitely have heard more stories about this if multi-billion dollar McDonald's was constantly like, yeah, whatever, about you know, chemicals in your leaving that one alone.
It's not the McLatte, it's the, you know, today's special
McBleach.
It's the cleaning solution latte.
McClorox. But yes, but moving on to a slightly better story, I guess. Maybe. Again, I'm not a business person. I don't really care about business. I could not even begin to explain how companies are worth money and the stock market, nothing. But Apple has become the first U.S. company to be worth $1 trillion. And when I was writing the notes for this, I messed up at first and wrote $1 billion. And then
you were like Dr. Evil.
Exactly. I stopped and stared at it and had Dr. Evil's voice in my head going, $1 billion. I was like, why does that seem wrong? It seems right because I'm hearing his voice, but why did, trillion. That's right, a billion. A company worth a billion. Again, not nothing to sneeze at. I'd love to have a company worth a billion.
Yeah, I'd like to have $1 million, frankly.
Right, exactly. But yeah, so it's just like, what? Yeah. Oh, a trillion. That's right, because they're, and you and I had actually been talking about this off the air previously of, you know, what's past a billion?
Right.
Trying to figure it out. Is there such a thing as a trillion or a gazillion? Like, are those real words or are we just making things up? Yes, we can now settle. A trillion is a real amount of money that I can't even begin to imagine.
It's a lot.
It is.
There's many, many zeros.
It is. And it's amazing to me that we somehow have never had a U.S. company worth this much before, though I don't know how many companies have ever been worth $1 trillion, like just in all of history of finance.
Yeah, not...
I can't imagine too many.
Not too many. I mean, especially because it's a cumulative thing. Like, it's not like 100 years ago you would have had a company worth $1 trillion or $1 billion even.
Yeah, the fact that it was pointed out that Apple is the first U.S. company clearly implies there have been at least one other that's not American.
Right.
It was also pointed out that Amazon is not far behind at $880 billion, to which my first mind is like, that's still $120 billion, which, again, even have a million. That is a lot of money. But compared to, like, the percentage of, you know, what Amazon's worth, it's like, yeah, not really. We'll get there in a couple of years, as I'm sure
we'll
they
be there
probably
in no time.
Will.
It's fine.
So I'm just like, oh, what? Money and wow.
Yeah, it's a little mind-boggling, the world we live in.
Well, and as this was happening, there was at least I saw one interview with a woman who had bought stock in Apple back in like the 70s off of just like, I think it was, she got a tip from her friend's boyfriend at the time who was a stock trader who somehow knew, hey, you should buy an Apple, that'll be big someday. Like, I always love those stories of people are like, I didn't really know. Someone just said I should buy it in this really, you know, nondescript company. And then several decades later, I'm with a lot of money. I'm just like, why does nobody give me tips like that?
Or give me a TARDIS so I can go back and,
buy tell stock. Tell my family members. Hey, you know what you should do? Person who's three generations removed from me. You should buy stock in this company.
Yes. And leave it to me.
Because, well, see, this is the plot of Back to the Future too. This is bad. This is what the bad guy did. We shouldn't be doing that.
Okay.
This was Marty's idea, and that's how it ruined everything. And then we had to have the really not very good Back to the Future 3.
You know, I've only seen Back to the Future 2, I think, once.
Don't watch 3 at all.
And no, I've seen 3. Ugh. But I think I've seen 3 a couple of times where I've only seen 2, like, what? Once. I don't know how. You know, it comes on TV. You're sort of paying attention while you're cleaning the house, whatever.
See, this is not the movie podcast, but we both do movie podcasts. 2 is so much better. How have you seen 3 multiple times?
I don't know.
I'm very upset.
It comes on TV more when I'm paying attention? I don't know.
I'm upset at Sarah, and I'm sad that my... Who would that even have been? My mother wouldn't have been of legal age to buy stock. And I don't know that my grandmother's ever had stock in anything. So shame on people who knew my grandmother back then who didn't tell her to buy stock in Apple.
Rude.
It is all your fault that I don't have however many millions / billions / however much money I can't even imagine.
She could share with me if she wasn't mad at me.
Yeah. But since I'm mad at Sarah and also just don't have that period.
Right.
Sad. But anyways, congratulations to Apple. Amazon's clearly going to get there. We're not even holding our breaths. We're just like, yeah, so we'll be talking about this again in what, next year or next month? I don't know how fast you make $1 billion or $100 billion because I don't understand finance. But we'll be talking about that again shortly, just relatively shortly.
Sure, yes.
Yes. So on that note, we're going to end for today. Thank you for listening to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.